Hello and welcome to the Mission YouTube channel. Something a little bit different. We're trying out some new technology today and technology that could take this channel even further. I mean, hopefully I won't have this sort of weird blurry look about me the whole time. But Andy, you excited for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You said it with a bit of trepidation there, Matt. We are trying new technology. You and I aren't the best when it comes to technology, and hence what we're going to talk about today mainly, really.
Yeah, I mean, one thing is the movement and the step forward with what we're trying to do within the channel. I mean, this straight away for us, our minds racing with ideas in which we can do with this software. First of all, video or vodcasts are they called? We can get players on here. We've got a lot of players representing Mission. We could bring them on here for a chat. Also, the potential to go live with our players and almost do live Q&A with our viewers.
Yeah, which sounds great, doesn't it? I mean, one thing we're not sure of, you and I, Matt, is the ideas. And I think the first thing we should really address is a lot of people said, where have we been? What have we been doing? Why has there only been one video every couple of weeks? What's going on, guys? And it's not that Matt and I have decided to jet off to Las Vegas for a month. It simply is. We've been searching, how do we make this channel better? And we know the answer to that, and that's to get somebody to help us with the videography, with the editing. And that's what we've been up to, Matt, isn't it?
And we found that person.
We have, which is super, super exciting news for us, for the channel going forward. It means we can create more content. We can create better quality content. We can bring all of our ideas to life. And so almost watch this space, because that's going to be coming pretty soon now.
I think one of the things that was very clear, a little bit of excitement when I came on board for the YouTube channel was like, well, you're going to have lots of ideas and you've got lots of ideas. And between us, we've got those. Some of them we just couldn't put into place because we didn't know how to edit it to the quality it would need to be. And some of them, I mean, we're looking more down the road of series rather than one-off hit videos. We're looking to make engaging content with weekly episodes like Rate My Hockey. But to the point where ideally we'd like to be such a darts channel where there's almost a different show every night of the week.
Yeah, and there's something for everybody. That's the point. We know there's people out there that love the practice routines. We know there's people out there that just want to tune in for Rate My Hockey. I think it's great. And lots of other series that we've got planned as well. So we want to be able to create something for everybody. And as you know, what we found is we're taking up half of our time trying to figure out, have we got the lighting right? Are the microphones working today? Which we failed many, many times, as we know. You know, is the camera set up right? Can one of us hold it while the other one talks? And it's a bit chaotic, but we've got to
Let's say what happened. Let's just open up some of the behind the scenes stuff. I mean, we've dropped cameras.
Yeah.
We've not turned microphones on.
Yeah, we filmed whole segments where there's no audio. Yeah.
So we've had to completely edit the approach to the video because you can't hear what we're saying. So we've had to change the whole vibe of the video.
Yeah. We've had situations where the lighting was so wrong that either the screen was white or the screen was black.
Well, the thing was, we've been backed well by Mission here, and they've supported us in everything we need. Like we said, look, the lighting's not good, the sound's not good.
Yeah.
The problem is, they've got equipment that is that good, we don't know what to do. And it's like when we go to these venues, like we turn the lights on and we just point them somewhere. Like we've got no idea. It's like, there's some light. That'll do. That'll be better.
Yeah. So at least we figured out that was our weakness and we've done something about it. We've got a guy on board. He's starting very, very soon. And I can't wait now for us to get out there. And we've got a few things up our sleeve, haven't we, coming up in the coming months?
Well, let's tease it. We like a tease. So what we're going to be doing very, very soon, we're going to be covering, from the itinerary that I've very loosely read, of course, because I don't like reading things. From the itinerary that I've very loosely read, we're going to be covering about half of the UK in the span of a week.
We are. I think we might be doing close to 2,000 miles in a week. And there's a reason for that. Several new series, lots and lots of different places all over the country that have been crying out for us to go and visit, that perhaps we've put off because they are so far away. As people be aware, I live up north, you live in the Midlands. it's hard enough you and I getting together, let alone going to, you know, Land's End or John O'Groats. So it's we're going to be traveling the length and breadth of the country, doing lots and lots of new series with our new guy. And it's just so exciting. I mean, the itinerary is mental. You know, if we actually manage to do everything that's on there, it will be a miracle. But I do know that there's going to be some amazing content come out of that.
Well, this is more evidence to Harsh Andy here, because you just said, and I've got recording here, that you said if we can fit that all in, you've asked me to come up with 15 ideas for YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
You want to try and slip in as well.
Which I know you've got.
Oh, I've got a list of 102. I counted them.
So 15 is going to be easy, and it's just finding the time to do them. But we will find the time. And so that's basically our exciting news today. And we may well do some more of these. Like you said at the very beginning, get some of the mission players involved. This technology, this software that we're using right now is great. Means, you know, we don't have to be in the same place at the same time. I'm sat at my house now. That's really exciting. Today, I just wanted to touch on a couple of other things, really, that have been happening, you know, since we've been talking to our viewers, really. The one that sticks out to me was the match play, which was great, as always. One of my favourite tournaments. I know it's one of yours. But a lot of negativity around Luke Littler. Oh, he's got beat. We were expecting him to win it. And is he not the player that we all thought? And I'm kind of going, hang on a minute. He played MVG, a multiple world champion. Nobody's safe playing MVG.
Name the greatest dart players of all time.
Yeah, exactly. What, you want me to do it?
Yeah, go top five. Top five is always, for me, always very fixed.
All right, you put me right on the spot there, Matt.
It's always very fixed.
Anything doing. Top five, in my top five, is going to be Phil Taylor, MVG, Eric Bristow, John Lowe, and I'm going to go Gary Anderson.
Oh, okay. See, I always say that the top five is almost set non-negotiable, and it's just what order they go in. But
who have I missed then? It's in yours.
I put Barneveld in instead of John Lowe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, again, that's a bit like the golf one and all the other comparisons, different eras.
Eras, yeah.
Barney did some of his good stuff on the BDO, some of it on the PDC. We will never know how many world titles he would have won had he been on the PDC from the start. So that's a very debatable one. Sounds like another good video.
Yes, there we go. We're
talking
another.
About that. But
these videos will be good for these sort of debates and discussions. And
it is. And the only thing I've sort of said to people just like you, they know you're in darts and they want your opinion. And they wanted my opinion. I've been asked a lot about Luke Littler. Well, I just hope he doesn't go down the route of what happened to MVG, because I remember MVG winning something huge, hitting a 9-dart in the Masters and beating Barney and when he was like 17, and he was going to be the next guy, and then disappeared almost. And I think he was around, it'd be when you were playing, he'd be around 32-ish in the world and he never really did anything. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, maybe an experience, maybe past the hype, we then saw the true MVG coming back in. So I hope that, you know, I hope this doesn't happen to Luke. I hope he doesn't disappear now. I hope he maintains, you know, the brilliant darts that we've seen from him. Because it's great for darts.
I don't even think it's questionable. It's just one result. And it's not like he played bad. He played well. He just played, for me, the second greatest player of all time. For some people, the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
I think to have expectations on debut at the World Match Play, he's going to go in there. And I mean, I was one that thought Luke Littler would do well. I thought he'd do well. But he's not going to win everything. He can't win. No, he's the Premier League champion.
I think to
even suggest anything other than he's doing great and he's way beyond where he should be, I think would be an absolute ludicrous bloke down the pub sort of thing to say.
Totally agree. While we're on tournaments, quick mention to a couple of our guys, Development Tour All Mission Final. Wessel coming through, I think, I'm right in thinking, he won either two or three out of the four Dev Tours, which is phenomenal. I was looking at his averages, the amount of 100-plus averages. I mean, you know, respect to all of our players, but he is standing out right now. So we'll see how West Hill gets on, but some brilliant, brilliant results from Mission players, and that's great to see. And again, another debate. I've been watching a bit of the Olympics, and I'm, you know, getting asked, should darts be in the Olympics? It always gets asked, doesn't it? It always gets asked. We've seen more and more sports. I know they're doing, are they doing an eSports Olympics or something, I heard, for gamers? Yeah, I believe there's a gamers one coming. Okay. I mean, look, where do you draw the line? You know, shooting's in the Olympics, clay pigeon shooting. I think we won a gold in that. Archery's in there. I don't know, table tennis. There's lots of sports that you kind of go, is that an Olympic sport? You know, you watch the triathletes yesterday and go, oh my God, that's an Olympic sport right there. But are the others Olympic sports? Well, they're in the Olympics. I always think the football one's a weird one because I don't even know if we send a team, do we, Great Britain, which is weird. So football's in the Olympics, but we kind of don't care about it. But should darts be in the Olympics? Look, if darts is in the Olympics, you've got to put snooker in. And I don't know, you've got chess and Monopoly in there. I don't know. So my answer is probably not. There's enough going on in the darts world. We've got the World Cup of Darts, which is great as a great, great tournament. So for me, no, we'll keep darts out of the Olympics.
Doesn't need to be in there for me. I think people think it's going to be something it's not. Yeah. A lot of people think, oh, you're going to get Luke Humphries versus Van Gogh in for the gold. No, you're not. You will get no tour card holders in there.
Yeah,
it will be impossible. It works against the contract of the PDC. You will not get a single tour card holder be allowed to play in that event. So, what were we left with?
Yeah,
we're left with everybody who we can see on a regular basis battle it out in the ADC, the WDF, the Moda Super Series. So, those players are already up against. So, there's no excitement for me of who wins that because I get to see them compete on the Challenge Tour, on the Dev, or on all these different various tours. That it exists, a platform is there. So, it's not providing a new platform, it's maybe providing a new audience. Now, would it grow darts in any way by being in there? No, I think darts would then become a example sport, like you've just mentioned, the shooting, the this, that. That would be an example sport that the guy who plays dominoes wants to give it in. Well, you put darts in there, and I always have darts and dominoes night. So, I don't see a benefit of it.
No, I don't. No, that's fair. And I think my only comment on this really is when people say it in a negative light that you can't put darts in the Olympics. There's no energy or strength required for that. Now, that always gets my attention, to which I go, all right, go home and practice for 5 hours and see how you feel. Mm. Because you and I both know that the mental and physical strain from playing darts is a lot more than what people think. But that's my only kind of comment on it. I don't think it should be in the Olympics. It's just that I'd like people out there, in a way, to realise what players do go through, especially on a grueling pro tour where you're there all day and maintaining those energy levels. Again,
well, you never got to experience that, really, did you? You was out first round, so you was fine.
So rude. I think we'll get the archives out for that and have a look at some of my achievements, but no, there weren't many. But it is. I can remember those grueling days, and it is tough. It is tough, but no, not in the Olympics for me. But while we're talking about players and things, and this is a good one really for you, I've heard on the grapevine, so to speak, that a certain Mr. Lewis is making a comeback via a media that you know very well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. He's going to be playing in the Super Series next year. I reckon he'll be in there very early because they're going to want him on very early. Big name. But when we look at what Adrian Lewis has done, he's going to be massive. There's going to be a lot of eyes on that. Can he still go? He can still go. He can still go. And he's going to build up. He's going to win a series. I'm pretty sure of that. It is too good to not win things on the Super Series. However, look at what the Super Series are going to be next year. You're going to have Steve Beaton on the Super Series. Steve Beaton's still very active. He's going
dropping out of the PDC, or is it because he's out of the 64?
No, he's dropping out regardless. So he'll be available. Outside the 64, you've got Mervyn King. You've got Menzo Suljovic. just think about what the Super Series could be next year.
A question I was going to ask you, actually, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Are ladies exempt? Because I know Fallon's been playing on it. So, and obviously she'd be female ranked very high. So is it different for ladies?
No, there's no, it's not a gender specific tour or event. Everyone's...
No, I mean, but I mean, if you're PDT top 64, you can't play in motors, correct? Is that, that's right.
Yeah. It gives you tour card holder.
Ah, it's tour card holder. So the ladies that are like Lisa and Fallon and that regularly play, because they're not tour card holders, they're okay to play in motors. Right. Okay,
yes. I'm with it. Yeah. Anyone who's not a tour card holder is eligible to play.
Got it.
So when you look at who's going to be eligible next year, it's exciting. Mm. And then Adrian Lewis is going to get a good test. And I can't wait to commentate on some of his games. And who knows?
I can't wait to see what he looks like, Matt. I mean, nobody's seen him. Has he lost weight? Has he got bigger, smaller?
He's lost a bit of weight.
Weight? Has he got the same sponsors? Is he using the same darts? All that sort of stuff's really, really interesting to me. So looking forward to seeing him for that. And like you say,
I wouldn't be surprised if on that same week you also see someone like Matt Edgar enter. I'm a big Adrian Lewis fan. I get on well with him. I'd love to spend a few days in his company again. He's a great laugh. And also, there'll be a lot of eyes on Adrian Lewis. So I want to be the first one to play him.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know. You never know. I'm sure that's a possibility, as they say. But that's
I may have enough sway to make that happen.
I was just thinking that, yeah. Have you got enough sway to make that happen? But so that'd be really exciting. There's certainly not enough money to bring me out of retirement, that's for sure. My darts were well and truly hung up many moons ago.
Everything's got a price. Everything's got a price.
Oh dear me. I'll concentrate on us growing the channel, I think, instead. But going back to the channel, I just can't wait now. Now we've got somebody that's just going to take the pressure off. We've not got to think, are our mics on, Matt? Is yours on? Is mine on? Is the lighting right? Are the cameras on? We've dropped the camera. We've not got to worry about all that anymore. That's so
exciting. Main thing is, a lot of the series and the ideas that we've got involve our viewers coming into the studio to be involved in the channel and filming and doing things. And we can't record and film that if we're in front presenting and working with the viewers. And we want to do more with pulling people in and being interactive with our audience even further, to the point where we had to do this to make these new series and episodes that we're planning on doing actually happen. And the other thing is, we could film it all, but it'd look rubbish because we wouldn't know how to edit multiple camera shots.
No, and there'd only be sound coming out of the left speaker.
Oh, it's going to be one of those things that we look back on. Well, we're laughing about it already. Yeah. But the problem is, we've had some really great ideas and there's been some really good content. And then, like you say, it's like we're only coming out of one speaker.
I know. So, yeah, definitely going to improve. Watch this space. So, again, the channel will probably be, one or two videos for the foreseeable. And then we'll really come back fighting, won't we, when we've got all this new content. Are we giving any more teasers as to what we're doing? Because I'm really excited about going to different kinds of hockeys, if you know what I'm talking about. That could be interesting, where we don't actually go to a commercial place. Let's just say that. We go somewhere else. So that's going
to
be exciting.
But then actually, on top of that, we're going to even further commercial places.
We are indeed, yes. Who don't usually have places where you can have a pint of beer and play a game. So, yeah, we're teasing a little bit there now, but phenomenal content on its way and hopefully really good videography and editing too. So exciting stuff, mate. And good stuff.
I think the best thing we can say is just subscribe to the channel now. We're nearly at 10,000 subscribers, which is probably ahead of where we expected to be at this point, which is fantastic. So if people do subscribe now, we can guarantee that there is going to be some real good darting content coming.
And if you're your mates down the pub or in the team haven't subscribed yet, get them subscribing, because you're not going to want to miss series 2 episode 1. You're not going to want to miss that.